you have your Bibles, Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22. So we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit and connecting it towards this time of communion meditation and remembrance. The first thing we looked at was love, and the word here, agape. And of course, I think it's easy for us to consider how we are here because of agape love. And we looked at joy. We also looked at peace, which translated, irene, means to be of harmony, of one accord, a tranquil state of the soul because of assured salvation. And that is why we're here as well, is because it's a remembrance of the peace that the blood of Jesus Christ gave us. So as we continue on in Galatians 5, 22 through 26, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, or maybe your translation is forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. So we've looked at love, we've looked at joy, we've looked at peace, we've looked at forbearance or patience. Today we're going to look at kindness. The Greek word here is Christotes, and it's translated kindness. It can also be translated as goodness as well. But what its meaning here is twofold. It means a kindness which is a moral integrity or a benignity, which is tolerance of others. Now let's look at these two things. Moral integrity. Well, we have many examples of moral integrity in the scripture, but let's look at one. In Daniel, the 3rd chapter, starting in verse 16, we see here Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And many of you are familiar with the story, how there was the image that was built up by Nebuchadnezzar, and when the music played, those that were in that region at Dura were supposed to bow down and to give worship to that image. But there are three that did not. And so in Daniel chapter 3, verse 16, we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reply to him, and they said this, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter, being that they would not bow down and worship. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. What we see here in these three individuals is Christotes, or moral integrity. But also, the word, as I said, means benignity, which is a tolerance of others. Now, I want to understand here, when we hear that word, we have a very new concept of that. Tolerance comes from the Latin word tolerante, and for, you know, quite a long time, it meant something very different than it means today. In fact, it wasn't until about the 16th, 17th century that our modern concept of tolerance has changed. But for many years, what it meant was simply to endure. So when it means benignity, what it means is to endure others. And we see an example of this in the scripture as well. In Genesis chapter 45, verses 4 through 7, we see the story of Joseph. And we know, hopefully, his story, how he was special to the father, the dreams that he had and the visions and how he shared them, and how his brothers hated him. Hated him so much that they desired to kill him, but were convinced instead of killing him, well, we'll just throw him into a pit. And after throwing him into a pit or a cistern, they decide to sell him to the Ishmaelites, who then in turn take him away, and he's in slavery with Potiphar and his household, and how he does quite well, Joseph does, but then of course Potiphar's wife lies, and then Joseph is thrown in jail. And we see time and again that Joseph has to endure others. But it starts off with enduring his brothers. And in Genesis, the 45th chapter, we get to the kind of the culmination where Joseph is going to reveal himself. And in Genesis 45, 4 through 7, it says, "Then Joseph said to his brothers, 'Come close to me.' When they had done so, he said, 'I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing or reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance.'" So we see here two examples, one of moral integrity and one of enduring with others. And we're here today because Jesus showed the ultimate Christotes. He showed moral integrity and endurance of others. And how do we know this? Well, let's not look to the words necessarily of the Savior, but let's look at the words of the witnesses that were there. See, in Matthew chapter 27, when Jesus is there and he gives up the Spirit, in Matthew 27, 54, we are met with a centurion. And it says, "When the centurion and those who were with him were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, 'Surely he was the Son of God.'" See, even we have here a Gentile, one who, as far as we are aware, maybe was not an unbeliever, but yet knowing and what he saw with Jesus and the words spoken, there was a moral integrity that was there. But then Luke accounts something that's even more interesting. In Luke, the 23rd chapter, starting in verse 40, we see that there are two criminals that are there crucified with Jesus. And one of the criminals notes something. It says here in Luke 23, verse 40, it says, "But the other criminal rebuked him." See, one of the criminals was jeering Jesus, was goading him and provoking him, but the other that was there on the cross rebuked his fellow criminal. And this is what he says. He says, "Don't you fear God?" He said, "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Here we have a criminal on the cross, and he notices something about the Savior, a moral integrity. But what about the endurance of others? Well, let's keep with that story in Luke, the 23rd chapter, in verse 42. Notice what the criminal says to Jesus. He says, "Jesus," notice that he calls him by his first name, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus, in his benignity, in his fact that he is enduring others, in fact, that's why he's on the cross, after all, is to endure the sins of others. And yet, in his one final act, before he dies to take the sins of the world upon him, notice what he does with this criminal. He endures him as well. Because Jesus answered him and said, "Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." So as we come to gather here to partake of the emblems and the remembrance of Christ, we're remembering the Christotes, the kindness of Christ. We're reminding ourselves of his moral integrity and his endurance of us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. And Father God, as we consider the kindness of the Savior, that Lord God, he showed what it meant to have integrity and to endure others. We pray, Father God, that we would reciprocate that because we know that Galatians tells us to bear each other's burdens. Help us to imitate the Savior, Lord God, and to imitate his Christotes, his kindness, because we are to grow in the fruit of the Spirit. We're thankful, Lord God, that we can look at his example to see the fruit of the Spirit in action, to see his love, his joy, his peace and patience and kindness. And that, Lord God, we take this as an example to grow in that same love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. We praise you and thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.